Durham Raleigh.
High definition.
This is G105.
It's Kristen's Hollywood Headlines.
We needed a little break from the therapy, so Hollywood Headlines brought to you by Time Warner Cable. Last night were the Academy of Country Music Awards, and in case you missed it, here's a short list of some of the winners from last night.
And the winner for the album of the year is Taylor Swift!
And the ACM Entertainer of the Year is Carrie Underwood.
And the ACM Single Record of the Year is
You're gonna miss this, Trace Adkins.
And the ACM Song of the Year is In Color, Jamie Johnson.
And the ACM Top Female Vocalist is Carrie Underwood.
And the ACM Top Male Vocalist is Brad Paisley.
And the ACM Top Vocal Duo is
Sugarland.
And the ACM Top Vocal Group is Rascal Flatts.
If you would like a full list of the winners, you can go online, bobandtheshowgram.com, and click on Hollywood Headlines, and they'll all be up there for you. And congrats to Carrie Underwood, first chick to win Entertainer of the Year since 2001 when the Dixie Chicks won. So that was a big honor for her last night. Now, Chris Brown will be arraigned today for allegedly beating Rihanna following a pre-Grammy party back in February. And word is, he will plead not guilty today. Now, Brown is facing two felony counts, assault and making criminal threats. The word is that his lawyer is still working on a plea deal. So today's not guilty plea is just a formality while the two sides try to come together. Meanwhile, Rihanna returned to Barbados over the weekend to celebrate her grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary. And she is not expected to be in court this morning. Chris Brown has remained in Virginia with his family, sorting through things out and getting some family support. So lastly, it turns out that Madonna cannot have everything she wants. This past Friday, a Malawian court denied her petition to adopt 4-year-old Mercy James. It all came down to rules and the fact that Madonna is actually going to have to follow them this time. Anyone who wants to adopt a child from Malawi is supposed to live there for 18 to 24 months. Obviously, Madonna did not follow those rules when she adopted her son David from Malawi in 2006. And believe this or not, even though she had a very public divorce from Guy Ritchie, he is actually giving her public support right now. After she was rejected, Guy issued a statement saying, "Madonna is a fantastic and loving mother who cares deeply about her own children and children who may need additional help and support." He fully supported Madonna in her decision to apply for this adoption.
Dr. Wins, what does it say when somebody goes to other countries to get kids when there's, I mean, billions of little kids who need a family here in the United States? Why is it that they go to these strange countries to get them? I mean, is that, isn't that a, I say that's a problem.
I actually just think that's a trend, to be honest with you. I don't really know what that's all about, but I think it's kind of a cool thing to do now, and maybe it's easier over there.
Yeah, apparently not, though.
It might be cheaper. I hear it's real expensive in America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're millionaires. They can't afford to get an American kid. Okay.
Did you see Saturday Night Live?
No, I taped it, though.
Kristen Wiig was playing Madonna, and then the new chick was playing Angelina Jolie, and she had, like, she looked just like her. It was crazy, and they had this whole baby talk, and Madonna was saying how, like, you know, they were one-upping each other on the crazy places they've gone to adopt babies. Mm-hmm. And Madonna's like, "Well, I'm going to space to get my next baby." It was actually kind of funny. You should see it. It's funny. Madonna left Malawi yesterday on a private jet bound for London. She and her kids spent some time with Mercy, which is the little girl she's trying to adopt, before they left. A staffer from the orphanage where Madonna first met Mercy came to take the girl back, and she said Madonna looked sad, but Lourdes, who is her daughter from some guy she dated a while back, had actually clicked with the little girl, and she looked devastated. And just so you know, they've been trying to find out this tidbit of information. Mercy James, her father, he is alive. So her dad is alive. His name is James Kambua. He's 24 years old, and he said he fled in disgrace after Mercy's mother got pregnant. She was 15 years old at the time. So her dad is there and he's around, but she's still in the orphanage. So this is just another.
But he's driving a Mercedes.
We don't know that.
With no baby seat in the back.
Allegedly. Your TV reminders tonight, Dancing with the Stars performance show at 8 on ABC, House at 8 on Fox. Meatloaf is going to guest star as a terminally ill patient. Chuck at 8 on NBC.
That's a stretch, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, Meatloaf? Wow. Heroes at 9 on NBC. And, of course, what's going to be on across every television station here in the Triangle, UNC is playing Michigan State tonight.
Looks like the point spread is what? 8 points right now, 7.5 and 8 points.
Yep.
The festivities start at 9 on CBS, so you want to be sure to check that out because we all have a feeling that UNC will come out victorious over Michigan State.
A lot of people, especially if you're new here and you want to go watch the game tonight, there's a G105 party that's happening over at Carolina Ale House.
They got some good wings.
Falls of the Noose. If you'd like to get there, go check that out. I think it's going to be a little before the game starts.
Yeah, 7 or 9.
Get there and get a good seat, and everything starts at 9 o'clock. The game starts at 9. But it's a lot. Sometimes, you know, if you're a big fan, it's a lot funner or more fun to watch with a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. We just got word that there's a severe thunderstorm warning going on in Franklin County and Wake County right now. Severe thunderstorm warning.
I hate being in our little box because we don't have any windows to see what's going on outside.
I was going to tell you, look, you know what?
You want to send you outside to do some weather reporting?
Yeah, can I?
Like
you're going to be a poncho?
Sure is raining a lot.
Like you're going to be scared. We're sitting in here with nothing but electronic stuff and headphones with
on the seventh floor.
It's crazy. All right, so Dr. Wins is here, and we'll get into a little bit of this. Then we'll have to do a break. And we'll start taking some phone calls. We've talked about John. We've talked about Kristen. We've talked about Mike. Now, tell him my problems.
Notorious B.O.B.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's our last stress ball here. Now, I admit that Bob's is kind of cliche and kind of cheesy, but still, this is what I came away with from my conversation with Bob.
If you said you are the man, I'm going to throw it.
It does not say that.
Okay.
His says, keep enjoying the gift of life, because Bob and I spent a lot of our conversation talking about how much he changed going through the brain tumor and sort of being on the other end of that, and he's got a really inspiring, positive outlook on life, and it seems like you learned a lot from that. And what I found interesting, and I don't know how much of this you've gone into on the air, but you kind of went around and made amends to people that you used to hold grudges against or hold, you know, hate or have
hate.
Strong
it was hate.
And we talked about this, that, you know, a lot of 12-step programs for alcoholics or whatever, one of the steps is to make amends to people that have hurt you or that you've hurt because of how freeing that is. And you seem like you've gone through that experience where now you have this really positive outlook on life. You have peace in your heart because you've made amends. You're not carrying around those grudges anymore. And it was actually really inspiring to talk to you and hear about your take on life.
The only people that bother me still are here in this in this building.
In this room, even?
No, not here, specifically in this room.
Okay.
But there are people but I don't hate them, you know. And I've tried not to hate as much as I can. I mean, sometimes John, but that's a different story.
Right. Well, you know, you talked a lot about your faith, and we have that in common, so I kind of understood where you're coming from, and we have a common language when it comes to that. And I think that what's inspiring is that a lot of people, when they're hit with hard times, whether it's, you know, a medical issue or something else, they can get really down and get really bitter and resentful and do the why me. And what's cool is that you maybe gave yourself one day of that, and then you were moving on and ready to conquer it and have faith that it was all going to work out okay. And that's,
I don't worry as much as I thought I was going to worry. Mm-hmm. I told her that, you know, it would be ridiculous to say that I never think about that kind of stuff. But for the most part, you know, I think the good Lord's going to take care and do what he's going to do. And I'm going to trust him. And outside of that, there's really nothing else that you can do.
Right. Right.
The big question, though, is he really as genius as he thinks he is?
We didn't have time to do a full IQ assessment. So I'm not sure about if he's at genius level or just very, very smart.
A little of both.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, a little of both. All right, let's do a break. We come back and we take your calls, 860-1051. You can ask the questions, and our doctor's here to answer all these questions that may be good or may be flattering or may not be. We'll do it next at G105. Hang on.
More of Bob and the Showgram coming up next on G105.